Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
This past week has been full of surprises. First, ultra-conservative candidates did shockingly well in elections for the European Parliament. So, French President Emmanuel Macron unexpectedly called a national election there to catch far-right parties off guard. Bad move. They beat his centrist coalition so badly that France may soon have a radical right-wing government. Then, in a debate on CNN, our own president seemed unexpectedly feeble. That prompted supporters and media commentators to say he should withdraw from the race. We didn't see that coming either. After all, at his State of the Union address in January, he was sharp as an axe, humiliating opponents who tried to heckle him. His day job has been going well, too. The economy's booming. He's united our Democratic allies against Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even on immigration, the Republicans' main complaint against him, he's greatly reduced new arrivals. But after 90 minutes of televised debate, all bets were off. The president has to go. The sooner the better. Who expected that? Well, he's no spring capon. But neither's the other guy, and you gotta wonder why more people aren't demanding he drop out, too. Sure, his debate performance was more forceful, but it was crawling with falsehoods. His record in the White House wasn't so hot either, though he did become the only ex-president ever to be convicted of a felony. 34 of them. That number seemed to be headed higher until the other day when the Supreme Court dropped a bomb of its own. The justices ruled that a president cannot be prosecuted for any, quote, official act. A bit vague, but it could mean he or she can do pretty much anything, like putting political opponents in jail, even having them killed, as long as it's deemed official. Our ex-president has talked about doing both those things, and more if reelected. We should have seen this coming. It's happened before. In 1933, after years of ranting and fumbling, Adolf Hitler surprised his critics by becoming Chancellor of Germany. Within months, he got the legislature to give him unlimited power for his official acts. All perfectly legal, though nobody saw that coming either. It's hard to predict surprises, almost by definition. Harder still to undo them. But we'll get a chance in November. Could be our last. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.